Oh, yeah, people, I've got a bit of a song here, which I just want to chuck at you. It's not exactly politically correct, or I can't really condone some of the actions partaken in this song, but it's funny, mate, which is all that counts. So here goes.
Trying to make up time and cracking to the yard from the little white line and the other green pills I'd been on all night long. Well, I knew that it was a big mistake, but I'd had a run of luck that had made me late, and I had 6 decks for a boat to the Philippines. Well, I knew that boat wasn't gonna wait, so I wound her out for $1.58 and prayed that I didn't run into the fuzz. When I say my logbook was way behind, well, it means I'd left it home this time, but that only added to the excitement and the fun. Now just when things couldn't get any worse, well, something happened that made me curse as I saw the rubber fly in the rearview mirror. Now changing tires would burn up time, so I just pushed the mirrors a little out of line so I couldn't see what the hell was going on. I was right off tapping and slipping along with Hank Jr. playing a country song about how things all turned out real good in the end. I was rising the crest and nearly to the top and backing through the gear so my rig wouldn't stop when I felt the familiar tug of the brakes locking on. Now believe it or not, it worked out in my head. I had 52 brakes, you stopped me dead and 600 big yellow pussycats pulling them along. With 600 cats and 52 shoes, I figured the smaller number would lose as I smoked and squealed and skidded over the hill. I was making full noise and backing out of high to smash to think that I might be gonna die. My powdered brain was ticking like a dropkick clock. Then the next thing there was a hellish and smash as 52 brakes you shattered like glass. This rubber-tired ring was picking up pace again. Now the trailers were making some weird kind of noise. I managed to cover with the toe-tapping voice of Charlie Daniels redlining on a stereo. One thing of my side, or so I thought, was the near straight line from here to the port as I tore along at $1.85. Relieved to know that I'd make it in time, I treated myself to a dirty great line before I slowed right down to enter the city. Then I lifted my foot, but you wouldn't believe it, the accelerator stuck and I couldn't relieve it, and to make matters worse, the ignition just wouldn't turn off. So I did the only thing that I figured I could. I was swinging off the horn like a Spanish running bull, letting everybody know I was coming and get out of the way. How I got through without hitting anyone is nothing compared to what else I'd done as I loaded all 6 decks, truck and all. Then I stopped hard up against a concrete slab and everyone looked as I stepped from the cab and I handed my delivery docket to a bloke nearby. With his mouth wide open, he signed the form, then I gave him his half and disconnected the horn, which wouldn't turn off due to the nature of the delivery. I had 6 decks of steers laying on their side, but they all stood up when the truck motor died, all grinning like idiots and high on adrenaline. Then one bloke said, "Mate, who do you drive for?" I said, "Don't you mean who'd I nearly die for?" It was Brown Dog's off-tap express livestock delivery.
Yeah.